On evenings, the Peter Jackson VFL with Nigel Carmody. You can catch the VFL Game of the Week on Channel 7 from midday this Saturday.
It is time for VFL chat, and I'm so glad it's with Port Melbourne's Toby Pinwell. After many years with no genuine team to support after my Caulfield Bears went into recess, I think it's now... And I've looked at it as a break, but I think it might be more than just a temporary break.
You're not following the Bears in the Southern Football League?
Well, yes, I was once their number one ticket holder, but I need a VFL team as well. And I was drawn to a team that I used to despise, and that is Port Melbourne. They, as a standalone club, are such an impressive organisation, and a day down at the North Port Oval is a step back in time with all the fans in their same positions. The pre-game lunch under the stand is always great fun, and they are just the real deal. So they're my boys.
And the Burrah Burger.
And the great Burrah Burger, and there's always a Christu around to have a chat with, a beer with. It's a good place, North Port Oval. And they've been a wonderful team, standing alone, and amongst their loyal number is Toby Pinwell, who joins us tonight. Good evening, Toby.
G'day, how are you?
Good. I make a good sell for Port Melbourne, the environment. Can you make a good sell for Port Melbourne, the side, this year on the back of a very good win over Casey on the weekend?
Yeah, look, I think so. We've obviously changed a lot. A lot of the core group that has been really good for the last couple of years, the last sort of 5 or 6 years have moved on, but it's breathed a real sort of fresh enthusiasm in the group. And I think that we'll probably play a lot different. Our strengths are a lot different, which is maybe catching a few teams off guard. And I think our best footy, which is definitely still in front of us, is going to be right up there with it in what's looking like it's going to be a pretty even comp.
So I had a chat on Bush and the Burbs with another stalwart of the Port Melbourne team in recent years, Billy Burston, who's off at Kyabram, and he's loving country football. There would be plenty of reasons, Toby, for yourself to explore a different football experience. Not just the financial reward that comes with playing for a suburban club or a country club that has money, because there's good money in it, but also the different experience. Had you been tempted? Have you been tempted?
Yeah, look, a couple of times been tempted. I've got a couple offers to coach as well, and playing coach, and that obviously would throw up some different challenges, and that was tempting. To play in the country was something I always sort of thought maybe at the beginning of my career I might do. And obviously, the different experience of a whole town getting behind a team. But at the end of the day, the biggest thing for me was the competitive nature of being able to play at the highest level that you can, and the challenge each week. And that's what I enjoy about football. And so I always sort of thought if I'm going to put in the time to do it, I may as well try and play at the highest level I can. And the beauty of Port Melbourne is that we do have a little bit of a similar feel to a suburban club or a country club, where a lot of the old players get involved, and a lot of the locals still get around the game. So I like to think we get the best of both worlds down there, and that's sort of the reason why I've stuck at it.
Toby, you're in the grandstands for the win over Williamstown a couple of weeks ago. It was one of the more epic matches I've seen at any level of footy. How was it for you in terms of your time at Port and experience? Obviously, you were there to celebrate two amazing milestones, Gary Ayres' 150th game as coach and Chris Kane's 150th in the VFL, and he's been a storied player in the competition. But it was a win against the odds, against your greatest rival, and it was something you had to witness from the other side of the fence. How was that as an experience for you, though?
Very nerve-wracking. I was sitting on the bench with Ayrsie, who was starting to get a little excited in the last quarter, and I was starting to pace up and down. But it was probably the best win I've seen at the club, really. It was, for people that weren't there, we were a couple of points up, kicking into a genuine 9-goal breeze. You couldn't even really kick it into the breeze. You had to run it up, and we had a lot of new players, and I think it was... It was just a really, really important win for us, I think, as a club, because, as I said before, we'd lost a lot of players the last year. You had sort of been the driving force behind the group, and to see so many young guys and new players from other VFL clubs and off AFL lists really buy in and play, I guess, the way that Port Melbourne has played for so long now. It was just a huge effort. And I, as captain, I don't think I've ever been so proud of the group. And it was a shame that I couldn't be out there to celebrate it and help the boys in Airsies and Kano's 150th. But it was great to see the guys get the job done.
You mentioned those new players you've brought into the club, and they've already had a significant influence. Daniel Toman, who's come from Bendigo Gold, Kaan Harutuku across from Frankston, Lee Osborne, originally a Frankston player who's obviously spent some time on the Gold Coast Suns list, and that continue steady stream of players off the production line that is the Oakley Chargers for the club as well. How have you seen their performances so far and the influence they've had on the group on and off the field?
Yeah, look, really good. Off the field, particularly, all of the guys really bought in. I think a really positive thing was that a lot of the guys had a lot of VFL experience. Guys sometimes struggle coming off AFL lists for the first couple of rounds because I guess it's such a big change and they've got to get back into the swing of work. But for guys that have been VFL players before and they'd had that balance, I think it makes it a lot easier. You know what I mean? They settle in a bit quicker. So off the field has been really positive, and they've brought some expertise from other clubs and off AFL list. But I think that the one who's really stood out for me has been Geordie Lyle, both with his knowledge of the game, his willingness to buy in, and just his playing. He's a genuine superstar. And if you had kicked a little bit straighter, you probably would have kicked 15 or 16 goals plus. Already.
Guy's been around the competition for a number of years and to me really looks like he's going to hit his straps in 2015 and maybe have a career season. It's Tom Langford. He's closing in on 100 VFL games and been a fantastic performer down back for you guys over the first few weeks of the season. How have you seen his year to date? And I guess his importance playing that role as the man you want with the ball in his hands in defence.
Yeah, look, he's been an interesting one, Tom. He's been around the club for a long time, and he went to Tassie and then South Australia before he came back. And he's I guess his best has always been really, really good. But sometimes his consistency hasn't always been there. But his start to the year has probably been as good as anyone's. He's such a good ball user when he's on, and really provides us some run and dash. And a lot of people underestimate how good he is at helping us set up defensively and his talk and leadership back there. So I think for us to be a really good team, we're going to need him to continue his good form. And he's as hard a worker as there is out there and really looks after himself. So I think this might be the year that he really sort of breaks through into being one of those upper echelon VFL players.
He doesn't make a song and dance about it, but you've got a bloke down there working alongside Gary Ayres, who... AFL, former VFL AFL premiership footballer, character in his day. And I know Crackers loves Port Melbourne, has really immersed himself in the Port Melbourne Football Club. Can you just give us a brief idea of what Peter Keenan's role down there is, other than being sort of right-hand man, confidant and sounding board for Ayrsie?
That's a good way to put it. That's he obviously is a ruck coach as well. We've got a couple of young developing ruckmen, Sam Gilmore, Chris Prowse, Nick Prowse and Lockie Waddell, who all have a heap of ability. And so he takes them under his wing and shows him a few pointers. But the game's changed a bit since he's played. His first advice to him is just to run at him as fast as you can and run into him, but it doesn't quite work like that anymore. But he's a... he's great to have around the club. He started a couple of weeks ago working for me. I've got a traffic management company, Phoenix Traffic. I'll give it a little plug.
Give it a big plug. What's a traffic management? What does that entail?
We close down roads and stuff for construction sites. So whenever there's mobile cranes or concrete pour. So we're the ones that everyone hates for stuffing up the traffic and making everyone late.
Can I ask you something? Because I brought it up on air the other day. It just sort of pops up. Obviously, you need permits to do it.
Yeah.
The people that then hold the signs and really run the traffic, are they trained? Are they?
Yeah. You got to do a course.
You bet you do.
It's not a 3-year tertiary degree, but they got to do a course and be ticketed and stuff like that. And then obviously, depending on the type of job, you got to have some sort of experience in it. So yeah, they're supposed to be ticketed. They're not always the case, but all of our guys are properly ticketed and good. Very experienced.
Oh, that is a booming business because they're everywhere.
Well, that's it. And we've got Crackers on board now, so I don't think he's actually did any stopping of traffic, but apparently he talked to everyone on site, and he did one day. It was obviously the first day of proper work he's ever done in his whole life, because he did one day, and then he called me up and said, I can't work the next day. I've got blisters that are now infected. So he's
Crackers.
Not used to the hard work, Crackers, I don't think.
It's just one of the reasons why Port Melbourne is such an engaging place to be, because when you draw and keep people like Peter Keenan there, who really are true football people, Toby, you know it's a good footy environment. We thank you for joining us. Off to Geelong, Saturday, 12 around midday, I think you're playing against Geelong at Simmons.
Yep, 12-12. So we haven't beat them for a while down there, and I think it's going to be a big challenge for us. Obviously, we've come off a really good win at Williamstown. Another solid performance against Casey. But if we're a good team, which we want to be and we think we are, these are the sort of games that you've got to start to build some momentum into the season. So it's certainly a game that we're looking forward to.
Thanks a lot, Skipper. Keep doing what you've done right throughout your career and lead from the front and get another win for the Borough.
Thanks, Viney. Thanks, Nudge.
Geelong there. Geelong the opponents there for Port Melbourne, which will be my first question for a tip.
First of all, phoenixtraffic.com.au if you want to have a look at Toby's business. I'll be tipping the Borough on the road. 12 midday on 7.
I've just gone off the page with all the games, so you can run through the games and give me your tips.
Northern Blues host Essendon at Preston City Oval.
Actually, can I try tipping and you tell me if I'm right
okay,
or wrong?
Okay, we'll go backwards then.
Northern Blues, Essendon. I'm going to go for Essendon.
That is at Preston City Oval on Saturday afternoon. Also on Saturday, Casey and Richmond at Casey Fields.
Well, that'll be a good game. I'm going Casey.
Going Casey. Tigers were pretty impressive on Sunday, but Scorps at home to bounce back with Jack Watt still in the lineup, we believe.
Yes.
Four games on Sunday. Footscray hosting North Ballarat off a win at Victoria University. Witten Oval.
Oh, I think Footscray's starting to get some players back. I'll tip them.
Werribee will face Frankston at Avalon Airport Oval.
Have to tip Werribee. Frankston's struggling a bit this year.
Williamstown and the impressive Coburg at Burbank Oval on Sunday.
That'll be a great game. Williamstown too strong for the standalone old teams.
And final game of the round, an intriguing one. Couple of teams in good form. Sandringham and the Box Hill Hawks at Trevor Barker Beach Oval.
I'm going to go for the Zebras.